Imagine, you know, facing just unimaginable loss, questioning everything, maybe even God himself. That's kind of where Job is, a man who, well, he had everything and then suddenly lost it all. Family, wealth, health, everything. He's been arguing, contending with friends, and incredibly even challenging God, and then just silence until, boom, a voice right out of a whirlwind. Not a whisper. This is a divine challenge. It just fundamentally shifts his entire world. Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're really digging into Job chapter 40. It's this powerful ancient encounter, but it holds some like startlingly relevant truths for us about humility, divine power, and how understanding these can really reshape how we see things today. Our mission to pull out those key nuggets of wisdom, see how they apply directly to the stuff you face in modern life, how they can encourage maybe obedience and strengthen faith. Okay, let's unpack this. So Job, he's broken, demanding answers, right? And then God finally confronts him directly out of a storm.
Yeah, it's like the ultimate mic drop moment, isn't it? God gets right into it. He asks Job, "Shall he that contendeth with the Almighty instruct him?" It's such a powerful question. Basically, are you, Job, gonna tell me how things ought to be? And Job's reaction, it's instant and profound. He says, "Behold, I am vile. What shall I answer thee? I will lay mine hand upon my mouth." He gets it. He sees his place. He literally says he's shutting up. He has nothing more to say.
That is just such a raw moment of humility.
Mm.
But God isn't quite finished, is he? The challenge actually ramps up.
It does.
He tells Job, "Gird up thy loins now like a man. Like, brace yourself, stand tall. I will demand of thee and declare thou unto me." He's almost daring Job now. Okay, you wanted to argue. Let's go.
Exactly. Step up.
And then he asks, "Can Job disannul my judgment?"
Hmm.
Basically, can you overturn my decisions? Or, you know, condemn God just so you look righteous?
It's intense.
And the ultimate test, maybe, is when God says, "Look, if you think you're so powerful, then go on. Deck thyself now with majesty and excellency. Array thyself with glory and beauty. Go humble the proud. Bring down the wicked. Do what only God can do." And this is where it gets really interesting.
Right. Because to illustrate this kind of unmatchable power, God introduces this figure, Behemoth. He describes this creature he made alongside Job, apparently, and it's just staggering, untamable, huge.
Like the dead sails.
Oh, yeah. Eats grass like an ox, massive strength in its loins, its belly, its tail is like a cedar tree, bones like brass, like bars of iron. It's portrayed as immense, drinking up whole rivers. It's so massive it thinks it could drink the Jordan River dry.
That's incredible imagery.
It is. And the point isn't just look at this cool big animal. It's a symbol, a living metaphor for God's creative power, his authority, something totally beyond human control. God's basically saying, "Job, you can't even handle this creature I made. How could you possibly understand or direct the whole cosmos?"
That physical example makes it so visceral.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes me wonder, how do these ancient, almost primal lessons, how do they really cut through all the noise of our lives today? What's the takeaway for us?
Well, I think there are three really big wisdom teachings here. First, it's about humility before God, but maybe more specifically, the counterintuitive power of powerlessness. Job comes face to face with his limits. He realizes he cannot challenge or instruct God.
Well,
and in that moment of admitting his vile state, his powerlessness, there's actually a shift.
So it's not just being humble. It's like hitting a wall that forces humility. That must have been agonizing.
Agonizing, definitely. But also maybe freeing in a strange way. It leads to the second point, God's sovereignty and power. Undeniable, unassailable. Behemoth drives this home. There are forces, powers, parts of God's plan that are just way beyond our ability to control or even fully understand.
We can't master Behemoth. We can't master God's ways.
Exactly. And trying to, well, that's where Job got into trouble, wasn't it? It highlights our limitations.
Right. Okay, so humility, born from limitation, recognizing God's sovereignty.
Yeah.
And the third?
The third is that righteous judgment belongs to God alone. When God hits Job with those rhetorical questions, "Can you humble the proud? Can you bring down the wicked?" the implied answer is a clear no. It shows that perfect justice, true righteousness, it's not something humans can really achieve perfectly by our own standards or actions. Only God can truly administer that. What's fascinating here is how these huge spiritual ideas are grounded in something so visual, so tangible, like Behemoth.
That really lands it. So, okay, bringing it forward, how do these ancient lessons hit us right now in our modern lives? What does this mean for us?
Oh, yeah, great question. I think, first off, in our age of information, right, where we feel like we should have all the answers, this is a call to stop overestimating our own understanding. It's a reminder, a strong one, to stay humble, especially when facing loss or conflict or things that feel deeply unjust. We often don't have the full picture. So trusting God's bigger perspective, even when it makes no sense to us, that actually fosters reliance on His wisdom, not just our own. And that encourages obedience, right? Trusting His way over ours.
That makes sense. It also feels like it pushes back against that need we have to be in control of everything.
Exactly. That's the next point. Recognizing human limitations, whether it's in our job, our family, leadership roles, or just, you know, seeing huge global crises. We're reminded that not everything is ours to fix or control. There's real wisdom sometimes in stepping back, listening, and trusting that higher perspective.
Surrendering control,
yeah,
which strengthens faith.
It has to, doesn't it? It encourages that surrender and trust in God's plan, even when the path is completely dark to us. And tied to that is dealing with pride and the need to be right. Think about Job. He demanded answers. He felt wronged, and maybe he was, from a human perspective.
Yeah, understandably so.
Understandably. But this encounter shows there's a kind of spiritual maturity in learning when to be silent, when to accept that we're just not in a position to judge the why behind everything. That acceptance, that quiet trust, strengthens faith in God's ultimate justice, even if we don't see it now. It encourages obedience to His wisdom, His timing.
So it's not about giving up, but about recognizing where true strength actually comes from.
Yeah.
Not always from us.
Precisely. And that's the last application I see here, a reminder that strength isn't always ours to wield. Behemoth, you could see it as a metaphor for all the massive things we can't manage. Global stuff, natural disasters, maybe even those huge inner struggles we face.
Things bigger than us.
Way bigger. And instead of beating our heads against the wall trying to control them, we're invited to just reverence, to stand in awe of the power that created all things, including the things that overwhelm us. That sense of awe, that reverence, it directly strengthens faith by pointing us to God's omnipotence. And it encourages obedience, acknowledging His supreme authority over everything, even the chaos.
Wow. Okay, so this encounter in Job 40, it really pushes us, doesn't it? To embrace humility, to really trust God's wisdom, even when we can't see it.
Mm-hmm.
And to recognize that, yeah, some things are just beyond our grasp, beyond our control. It's a call to let go of that pride, that illusion that we can handle everything ourselves.
Yeah, exactly. If you connect it to the bigger picture, it really seems to be about finding peace. Finding strength, not in grasping for control, but actually in surrendering, in trusting the divine wisdom that, you know, orchestrates everything.
So thinking about God's immense power, shown so vividly through Behemoth, here's something for you to consider. How might acknowledging your own limitations, maybe even embracing them, encourage a deeper trust in God's plan for your life, especially when things feel completely out of your control?